Mr. John McGivern is in the studio with us. So you said you went down to Summerfest quite a bit.
Well, this is my story of Summerfest. Did you hear about the teenage girl who made a comment about an outfit a middle-aged classic rock woman was wearing? The comment, like the outfit, was inappropriate. I guess the overprocessed perm and the halter top with the lycra miniskirt and the come-do-me pumps were too much for the teenager to handle. Instead of keeping her thoughts to herself or doing what most of us would do, which would be to wait for the outfit to pass and then turn around and look from behind and comment discreetly when she was out of earshot, the teenage instead spewed stupidity directly at the woman's face. The middle-aged woman walked away and later returned to confront the teenager. Not only confront, but like crack the crap out of her. Okay, I understand being insulted by someone in public. I was once yelled at by a woman at Jazz in the Park who couldn't get over the fact that I was wearing shorts, white socks, and Birkenstocks. She screamed from across her blanket, "Hey, McGivern! Your legs are so skinny and white and hairless. And what's with the socks and sandals?
Ouch.
You going to a nerd convention?"
Oh, man. Jeez. Oh, man. Nasty.
Okay. I wanted to confront her, but I'm middle-aged, and no, that's not the appropriate thing to do. The truth is that I do have white, skinny, hairless legs, and that I do, in fact, wear socks with my Birkenstocks. It's also a fact that the classic rock lady's outfit was inappropriate for day wear, and something a teenager just doesn't understand. But a teenager has a tendency to say stupid stuff. Classic rock lady, you're middle-aged. Let it go. You have a choice. Change your clothes or embrace your choices. There you go.
Very nice. It's true, too, man.
You know,
it is absolutely true.
There's some bad looks down there.
We had the most fun at the KLH stage.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and I watching these two women in the middle of the day in these little pumps and blue jean, really tight short skirts and halter tops dancing with processed hair.
Laughing.
It was so worth it.
Oh,
so completely worth it.
I'm so amazed by the whole high heel pump issue. I see it all the time when I go to State Fair, too. And, you know, as they're sashaying up and down, you know, getting the whistles and the hoots from the carnies. And it's like, is that really what you want?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think it is.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Someone's got to make them feel useful and good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they don't even have to, like, pucker because they could just whistle through the hole in their teeth.
Here's the other thing, and
this
is what I get a kick out of walking around that down there. Never ever eat corn. Just if you are in public, don't eat corn. I don't care.
Gets in the teeth.
It's
you'll
it
never
is such
get rid
a
of
bad
it.
Look. You get people, and there's a butter is dripping on their chin. And then you get those little corn nibules that are hanging off their face. It's a bad look.
Not good?
No, oh my God.
I'll continue eating that corn in public.
Yeah, but you would. But see, John, I can see, because you're gay, I can see you eating corn gracefully, doing the nice typewriter, having a napkin there to kind of wipe off.
With the corn holders that I brought with me.
Right. I'm talking about people that grip it like a turkey leg.
Well, that's a bad...
just gnaw on it like it's a, you know, it's like a tree stump.
Eating anything down there is because you're kind of trying to position yourself on some kind of a rock and you're holding it and a little fork, or even like the turkey leg is bad.
Oh.
You know, as you're sitting there trying to eat that turkey leg, that's a goofy leg.
Unless
too.
You're going to joust,
right.
Do not eat a turkey leg.
Here's the one that blows... This is the one that blows my mind about food down there. Who needs a whole chicken? There's a place that had a whole chicken for sale.
At Summerfest?
A whole chicken. Who's walking around the Summerfest grounds going, "I need a whole chicken"?
I'm
so
chickens?
Hungry after seeing.
What do they do to those broasted chickens?
I don't
what
know.
What do
but...
they do to them? That Sam's Club has these chickens. They broast them. They're something. They're something.
Oh, Sam's Club's chickens are by far the best.
Those aren't chickens, though. Those are like small turkeys.
Yeah.
That are like, "I'm a chicken." You are not. You're a turkey. It's so big. And they put them in those houses, those plastic houses that I keep them.
I wash them up and I store jelly beans in them. I mean,
that's got to be good when you get, because that chicken flavoring does. You
there's
know,
nothing they, like it.
Chicken jelly beans? Like a jelly belly. Mmm, get the
but
chicken.
But what do they do to those? They inject them.
I don't know.
With some sort of carcinogenic. You know it's not good because it's way. It's not good for you because it's way too good tasting. It's like. I could eat a whole one.
It's like running down your hands.
Yum.
Oh, yeah. It's yum. All over the face.
I would eat that in public, too.
You just want to close the door in the kitchen and just go at it.
I have.
Just shove your face right into that
it's
chicken.
It's that kind of like almost ecstasy of eating that chicken that the phone rings. You're like, damn it. Don't they know I'm eating the chicken?
Oh, and it's like, hurry up and eat it before Steve gets home. And then throw the garbage away. So you don't even know you. I thought you went to Sam's Club. Forgot the chicken. I got some bread strips.
And a 5-pound can of niblet corn.
Lord.
Oh, God. They are. They're the best,
good.
Man.
I don't know.
You know, Costco is coming, too.
Yeah, I know.
Costco Grafton, is coming right? up to Grafton. And when I lived in L.A., we went to, I think they get their chickens from the same place.
Really?
Oh,
and
they
inject them with the same stuff.
Oh, wow.
And they buy those same houses. Mm-hmm. Costco and Sam's are in some sort of collaboration. They are. And it's the chicken. It's chicken.
That's how they do. They lure you with the chickens, and the next thing you know, you're walking out of there with 14 flannel
bucks.
Shirts and 20 pounds of deveined shrimp.
I wonder if where they actually like breed the chickens. Like, you know, I'm thinking about we had the story about the Longaberger basket people.
No.
They actually have a giant basket is their home office. I
do you think they have one of those
big
plastic
giant
domes?
Plastic domes. And that's where
it's their office building.
That's their office.
And it's
building.
Hard to open the door.
And the bottom.
Like, how do you open this?
And the bottom floor is flooded with chicken juices.
And it smells really good.
Oh, yeah. It does smell good.
Yeah.
And those aren't free range chickens.
And
they're
don't
sending them around.
They're corralled.
They're force feeding them.
When I come back, when I die, and if I come back as anything, I want to come back as one of those chickens because you know the fatter they get, the more people, you know, the more people like them. It's like I want to come back as something you can just get fat.
Yeah,
that's
then,
what I want to do.
Then you're forgotten though. They eat you and you're forgotten.
Apparently not. We've been talking about them for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you're not. You're talking about the chickens as a whole, not you as the chicken.
Well, wow. There's something.
Imagine if there is like an alien race that lands someday on planet Earth.
We got to go
and
there.
And we're like tasty chickens to them. Huh?
I don't know if I would be so tasty.
I think they would come just for the chicken.